with you, sind wir für mich hier.
It is with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
这个礼拜杨牧师身体欠佳。
This week, because Pastor is ill.
我呢就是临危受命来分享这个神的话语。
So I was given an emergency mission in short notice.
请弟兄姊妹在我分享的时候呢，在你们心里边默默地为我祷告。
So I ask that you pray for me while you're listening.
以斯帖记这本书你们读过没有？有没有人读过？
How many of you have read
the
Esthers in the Bible?
Okay, 不是很多哈。 这是一卷很受犹太人喜欢的书。
This is a book that is very popular among the Jews.
每当普尔节的时候，犹太人家家户户都要朗诵它。
Whenever the time reached the festival of Purim,
every
household was celebrated and read it.
因为这卷书里边没有出现神的名字。
Because this book does not mention God.
基督徒呢，往往忽略它，认为它不重要。
So sometimes Christians will ignore this book.
事实上呢，这卷书被收录正典，被教会当作神的话，说明它很重要。
However, this book is part of the canon Bible, therefore it stressed the importance.
它见证了犹太人在被掳之地，为了生存而奋斗的信心和神对他们的眷顾。
Because this book shows the salvation that God has prepared for the Jews, and also they fight for their survival.
这个事情呢，是发生在大约主前480年左右。
This event happened about 486 BC.
当时的国王呢，叫做亚哈随鲁。
At that time, the king was Ahasuerus.
亚哈随鲁呢，是古列王的孙子，大力武一世的儿子。
And this king Greek name is Xerxes, is the grandson of Cyrus the Great, and the son of Darius.
在主前538年，当古列王登基的时候，他就下诏，特准在被掳之地的犹太人返回耶路撒冷。
So in 538 BC, King Cyrus became the king, and he decided to give this decree.
当时在所罗巴伯的带领下，有50,000犹太人回到耶路撒冷。
He allowed about 50,000 Jews to return to Jerusalem under the leadership of Zerubbabel.
但是当时呢，留在波斯地的其他的犹太人呢，还有几百万。
But there are also several millions of Jews. They do not want to go back, and they would rather stay in Persia.
当以斯帖记载的事情发生的时候呢，当时第二次的回归，就以斯拉带领这个回归还没有开始。
And when this event happened, the second return led by Israel had not even begun.
就大约是在以斯帖记这个事情发生之后的16年，然后以斯拉才开始带领犹太人第二次回去。
So Israel led the Jews went back to Jerusalem. That happened actually 16 years after the event that we're going to talk about today.
当时呢，在波斯的这个东宫叫苏珊这个城市呢，发生了两件大的事情。So
the Bible recorded this event, actually two major events in this city called Susa.
这是一个波斯帝国的一个疆域，你看它是从印度河的上游，以及到这个埃及尼罗河的上游这一那么一大片的土地。
So at that time, the Persian Empire covers from the west side of India to the east side of Egypt.
这是苏珊城的位置。
And that point is the city of Susa, which is actually the Winter Palace.
那第一件大事呢，就是亚和随鲁王呢，他因为他那个王后叫瓦什提，他不顺服，那就把他给打入冷宫。
The first thing is that the queen, Vashti, was not submissive to the king, so she was demoted.
那后来呢，就选了这个新的王后，叫以斯帖。
And then, Esther was chosen to be the new queen.
那第二件事情呢，就是亚各虽鲁王呢，把一位大臣，叫做哈曼，把他提升为，一个宰相。
The second thing is that this, Haman, was promoted to be the prime minister for the king.
这个王呢，要命令一切的臣仆官员呢，都要向这个哈曼这个大臣呢要跪拜。
And even the king demanded all other subordinates to kneel down and worship or bow down to Haman.
当时有一个大臣呢叫莫迪改，他呢拒不向这个哈曼跪拜。
At that time, this officer called Mordecai, refused to kneel down to Haman.
所以说呢，就得罪了哈曼，哈曼就把莫迪改当作仇敌。
So he was treated as the foe to Haman.
当哈曼呢知道莫迪改是个犹太人之后，他就认为，如果是害犹莫迪改一个人呢是小事儿，他要把所有的犹太人，都要灭绝。
And then Haman, knew that Mordecai was a Jew, so he decided not only kill Mordecai but also kill the whole race of Jewish.
所以他们就选了一个办法，就是制签儿。之前这个办法呢，他们选定在就是这个他们的十二月份，或者说他们的亚达月的十二月十三日，要在这一天呢，要把全国的犹太人要灭绝。
So they came up with a plot, and that is casting the lot. And by chance, they found out in December, on December the 13th, that is a time to kill all the Jews within the empire of Persia.
所以这是当时的下的那个旨意啊，旨意。说这个时候呢，这是犹太人在被掳之地面临的一场事关民族存亡的一个很大的危机。
So this is a critical moment facing life or death for the Jews.
如果哈曼的计划如果得逞，那杀尽这个整个波斯帝国的犹太人，那已经回到耶路撒冷的犹太人也不能幸免。
So if Haman's plot was carried out,then all the Jews within Persia will be killed, including those who went back to Jerusalem.
大家可以想想，神所应许给以色列人或者犹太人的弥赛亚从什么地方来呢？
So if that were the case, where can the Messiah come? Because the law said the Messiah had to come from the Jews.
所以这个以斯帖记第四章就记载了摩迪改这个人物，他觉着他有一种很强的使命感。
So in chapter 4 of Esther, we recognize or realize that Mordecai has a very strong sense of mission.
他就劝这个以斯帖向这个亚哈虽鲁王求情，希望他能够制止这件事情。
So he tried to convince Queen Esther to plead for the lives of the Jews.
所以我们觉得呢，摩迪改这个人呢是一个很有使命感的人。
So I feel Mordecai is a man of mission.
说我读了这卷书之后，我就觉得，我从摩迪改的身上，我又学到有三个特质，值得我们去学习。
And from reading this book of Esther, I think I can learn three characters from Mordecai.
所以说呢，第一个特质呢，就是他勇于行动。
The first character is that Mordecai is brave to act.
第二个特点呢，就是他主动的眺望他人。
The second character is that he proactively energized other people.
第三个特点呢，他就知道调整自己的角色。
And number three is that he knows how to adjust his role.
我讲到的时候呢，一般呢，我提前了，我会告诉你我要讲什么。然而，如果中间你们有什么事情出去的话呢，你知道我在讲的什么内容。
So I gave you the three main points early on.Just in case you need to get out before it ends.
好，那么现在我们进入经文。
Let's get back to the scripture.
因为时间的关系呢，我就不细细的读啊。我们刚才已经读过了。那在这个第四章的第一节，说是 莫迪改知道所做的一切事情，这个一切事情刚才我已经给大家分享过了，指的是哈曼要在波斯各省灭绝犹太人的事。
verse 1 says that Mordecai knew the things was referred to the decree from the king to destroy all the Jews.
所以莫迪改这个人呢，消息非常的灵通，他很快就看穿了哈曼他这个预旨的这个阴谋。
So Mordecai knew the plot or scheme of Haman.
所以他就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，在城中行走，痛苦哀嚎。
So he was in great distress and he changed to sackcloth and lied on the inside ashes.
像摩西改这种撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，都是旧约时代的一些习俗。
This kind of action shows great mourning and sorrow.
其实不仅以色列有，其他国家也有这种习俗。
And it's very common in that area, not just for the Jews, but also for other.
所以莫迪改当时的举动呢，符合当地的传统习俗。
So it's a custom.
它也符合犹太人传统的做法。那这时候呢，哈曼呢，要求灭绝犹太人的旨意呢，正在一级一级的向各省里边去传达。
So Haman has spread this news of killing the Jews.
同样呢，听见这个谕旨的犹太人呢，也是大大的悲哀、禁食、哭泣、哀嚎。
So all the Jews who heard this news were understandably also very sorrow and in mourning.
这是呢，他们向神忏悔、祷告的一种悲痛或者恐慌。
This shows their fear and also their repentance toward God.
在这个时候呢，我们看到犹太人呢有三种的表现。
Here we see the Jews shows three dimensions.
那第一种呢，就是像摩迪改这样的表现，他痛苦哀嚎，在城里边行走。
First one is like Mordecai, who were in sorrow and who was walking in the city.
那第二种犹太人呢，就是应该能说是绝大多数的，他都大大的悲哀、禁食、哭泣、哀嚎。
And the majority of the Jews were in great sorrow. They fast. They don't eat.
那有少数的犹太人，也不能说是少数，他说是 many. 啊，你们看这是个分号。还有一部分犹太人呢。他就穿麻衣躺在灰中。
Many of the Jews laid on sackcloth and ashes.
躺在灰中呢，就指着你很难过，你匍匐在那个灰里面的意思。
Lay in the ash means that you cover yourself with the ashes.
那我们需要特别注意呢，就是摩迪改这个人，他为什么要在城中行走呢？不在家里边好好的待着，去痛哭的。
Why did the Bible say that, Mordecai went out into the city, walking loudly and bitterly?
刚才第二节经文呢，我们就看到他呢说到了这个朝门前呢就停住脚步，因为穿麻衣的不可进朝门。
But he had to stop at the gate because all those who wear sackcloth cannot enter the gate.
这个朝门呢是王宫的门口，是大臣处理日常事务的地方，你也可以说是波斯帝国的最高法院。
You can say that this gate is the gate for the Supreme Court of the Empire.
根据第四章，第四节到第八节的内容，我们可以猜测他想到朝门里面去。
So we can guess that Mordecai really want to get into the gate.
他想引起以斯帖的注意。
He was trying to arouse the attention from Esther.
要以斯帖知道这个真相。
Because he really want to inform Esther about this plot.
以斯帖呢是，以斯帖这个和摩迪改的关系是这样的。以斯帖是摩迪改呢是以斯帖的堂哥。
The Bible says that Mordecai was actually the cousin the cousin to Esther.
啊，所以以斯帖的父母呢，他是早，很早就去世了，都是摩迪改呢来收养他。
So actually, Esther's father was Mordecai's brother.
啊，这个时候呢，有人就告诉摩这个以斯帖呢，说摩迪改在外边这个表现有点不太正常，不知道发生什么事情。
So I'm sorry, I should not say cousin, but
brother.
The daughter of Mordecai's brother.
所以摩迪改呢，在王宫外面的举止呢，有些不正常。
So, Esther heard the unusual behavior of Mordecai.
所以摩迪改呢，就以斯帖呢，就以为摩迪改生活上有什么缺乏，就送了些衣服给他。
So Esther originally guessed that Mordecai probably have some shortage. On money or whatever, so she sent some clothing to him.
其实呢，不是那么回事儿。
But it was not the case.
摩迪改呢是想把哈曼的计划告诉以斯帖。
Mordecai really wanted to inform Esther about this plot.
所以摩迪改就相信以斯帖是神的一个预备，在这个危难的时候，他要靠以斯帖。
Mordecai strongly believed that Esther is what God had prepared for the Jews.
So Mordecai 呢告诉以斯帖三件事情。
So Mordecai told Esther three things.
第一件事情呢就是他自己的遭遇。那第二件事情
is about his own encounter.
第二件事情呢就是哈曼他这个阴谋。
And the second one is the plot or the scheme of Haman to destroy the Jews.
他还特别呢把这个哈曼许诺给这个王的这个贿赂的那个银数要告诉他。
He even told Esther how much money Haman had pledged to give to the king if he can kill all the Jews.
为了让以斯帖相信他所说的是事实，他特别呢就是把那个贴到墙上的那个旨意抄下来转给以斯帖。
And Mordecai even copied the decree that the king had distributed and give it to Esther.
那摩迪改是一个，摩迪改是个什么人呢？摩迪改是便雅悯人，他很可能是扫罗这个家的后裔。
So Mordecai is actually from the tribe of Benjamin and could be the descendants of King Saul.
那从表面上看呢，摩迪改呢是不向这个哈该这个哈曼跪拜，引起了这场危机。
So on the surface, it seems that this crisis was caused because Mordecai refused to kneel down to Haman.
那摩迪改呢不向哈曼跪拜是有原因的，因为哈曼是亚甲族的后代。
And the reason why Mordecai refused to kneel down becauseHaman is the descendants of Agagites.
你们看到这个红字就知道哈，我就不读这些经文了哈。根据犹太人传统的解释呢，这个亚甲人呢是亚麻利人之后。
So according to the Jews' traditional interpretation, the Agagites is a descendant of Amorites.
所以亚麻利人呢是以色列人出埃及之后。在去迦南的路上所遇到的第一个仇敌。
The Aramites are the first enemy when the Jews were exodus to get out of the Egypt.
当时耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚麻利人的名号从天下全然涂抹，耶和华必世世代代和亚麻利人征战。
At that time,God told Moses that I want to wipe out the race of Amorites from the earth.
当扫罗做犹太人的王的时候，撒母耳曾经吩咐扫罗去打击亚玛利人。
And when Saul was a king, Prophet Samuel had told Saul to fight the Amorites.
要把他们所有的人和牲畜全部杀掉。
And told him to wipe out the whole race, including the cattle.
因为扫罗没有按照撒母耳的吩咐去做， 所以他失去了王位的职分。
Many of you know that Saul did not fully obey God's command, therefore that was one reason that his kingdom was taken away.
耶路撒罗联系那个夏甲王，亚麻林的王叫亚甲，不是夏亚甲，以致亚甲的后裔哈曼成为以色列的祸害。
Because at that time the king of Agai had the best cattle, therefore Saul, King Saul, preserved some of the cattle for himself.
就在这场危机面前，强烈的使命感催逼摩迪改要采取解救犹太人的行动。
So with this mission in mind, Mordecai really taken the whole thing onto himself, try to save the whole Jews race.
所以这正是我们要向他学习的地方。
So this is thing that we need to learn from Mordecai.
在过去的二十年当中，我走过六个教会。
In the past 20 years, I have been with six different churches.
我妻子参与服侍过四个教会。
And I participate in different services among four churches.
我观察到我身边的弟兄姊妹。
I observed the brothers and sisters surrounding me.
绝大多数人不知道教会的使命。
I have to say that the majority of the brothers and sisters did not know the mission of the church.
所以没有什么行动。
And therefore, there was little action.
有少数的基督徒知道教会的使命。
Some minority of Christians know the mission of the church.
他们的行动也是仅仅停留在祷告的层面。
But their action only stopped at praying for the church.
甚至连祷告都不祷告。
Sometimes don't even pray.
只有极少数的人认识到神给教会的使命。
Only a very small number of people recognize the mission that God has given to churches.
他们积极地传福音，领人归主，造就门徒。
They actively spread the gospel, lead people to the Lord.
甚至把自己的一切全部献给主。
Some even offer all of the have to God.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道我们教会的使命是什么？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what is the mission of our church?
大家知道的举手。我们教会的使命是什么？
Raise your hand if you know.
好，你能给我们雷兄姊妹给我们讲讲可以吗？是一致的，大家都知道吗？没有特别的使命啊。对，这个是我从咱们的网站上抄下来的。
This is from our website.
我们这个教会的宗旨是联合基督徒崇拜神，实践基督徒的生活，宣扬耶稣基督的救恩，推动南湾地区华人的福音的工作，以致个人以及家庭都能得到全备救恩，促进神的国度普及全世界，并且这个再来。
Let me read that quickly. The purpose of the church is to unite Christians in the worship of Jesus Christ our God, encourage members to lead a Christian life, proclaim Christ's grace through his salvation, and carry out spreading the gospel among Chinese in Michiana, so that these individuals, along with their families, can gain complete salvation, further the kingdom of God to all the world to receive Christ's second coming.
弟兄姊妹，你是否愿意为这个使命来做出一点行动？
So brothers and sisters, are you willing to help out with this mission?
我没有劝说大家去中东或者非洲传教。
I'm not saying that we all need to go to Mid-East or Africa to do missionary work.
我只是想劝大家在本教会能做点实际的工作。
I just want to advise you to do something simple for this church.
如果说我们能够做到这七点的话，我觉得已经不错了。
We should be able to do some of those seven points.
那第一点呢，我每年呢，我们读完圣经一遍。
First, every year we read the Bible once.
每个人呢，每月参加祷告会一次。
Throughout the Bible, not just read the Bible once, but throughout the Bible once. Number two, number two, every month participate the prayer, the church prayer meeting once.
每人呢参加一种侍奉。
Participate in one service.
每一年呢为一位信主的没有信主的祷告。
And pray for one unbeliever.
每一年呢每一个人呢带一位未信主的来教会。
Bring one unbeliever to church.
每一年呢每个人预备一句有关信主的话。
Prepare one Bible verse about trusting in Christ.
每年呢关心一个人。
And care about one person per year.
如果每个信徒呢能够做到这七点，这是很低的一个起点啊，我的教会就不太一样。
And I believe that if we can all do those seven points once a year, our church will be different.
我挑战过许多教会的弟兄姊妹。
I challenged many brothers and sisters in various churches.
这七点看起简单，不容易。
They look simple, but actually it's not that simple.
所以说你们需要有勇气。
So it needs courage.
这是我讲的第一点，我们要有行动。
So this is my first point, and that needs action.
现在我们进入第二段经文。那在第二段经文里面呢，我们说这是以斯帖和摩迪改通过太监的一个对话。
The second part regarding verses 9 through 14.
啊，这个两个人呢，一个是为自己着想，一个是为犹太人的这个整个民族来着想。
Here we see, two different motivations. One is for others, the other one is for himself, for herself.
你们看这个第十一节经文，以斯帖呢将实情告诉莫迪改。
Verse 10, Esther.Then Esther instructed Mordecai to say, instructed the eunuch to say to Mordecai.
那这个时候呢，以斯帖做王后呢，也已经有五年了。
By this time, Esther had been a queen for 5 years.
如果是已经三十天都没有见到王了，这说明情况有点不正常。
So, but even the queen had not seen the king for 30 days, something abnormal.
还有可能这时候以斯帖有点不受宠。
Or you can say that Esther is falling out of the favor of the king.
如果王都见不到，怎么去求情呢？
If she cannot even see the king, how can she plead for the Jews?
如果不蒙召，就擅自进入内院，等于是冒死。
And if she was not summoned by the king and went to the king, on her own.Desire, then she is taking the risk of being put to death.
摩迪改要求以斯帖这么做，等于是在难为他。
So Mordecai requested Esther this life and death risk.
所以摩迪改并没有因为以斯帖的困难就放弃他的要求。
But Mordecai did not give up his plan because of a difficulty.
因为摩迪改关注的不是以斯帖个人的生死，是关心的是整个犹太民族的生死。
Because Mordecai did not care most about the whole race, not just Esther's life.
说在十三节、十四节经文里面，摩迪改表达了三层意思。
Verse 13 and 14, Mordecai said, Mordecai's conversation with Esther reveals three things.
第一点。如果犹太人被灭绝，你以斯帖不会因为你是王后，就免了这个灾祸。
First thing is that Mordecai told Esther, you cannot be free from this trouble if you don't want to save the whole race of Jewish.
第二点意思就是，摩迪改是有信心的眼睛，他看到的不是环境，是神对犹太人的应许。
Secondly, Mordecai has the eye of faith that he can see is not because of environment, but he saw the promise that God has given to the Jews.
神应许将来的弥赛亚要从犹太人中出来。
God had given the Jews this promise that Messiah will come from the Jews.
神一定会解救犹太人。
So he strongly believed that God will save the Jews.
以斯帖这是其中的一条方一条一条途径。
Maybe it's going to, maybe the solution is going through, Queen Esther.
但不是唯一的途径。
But that would not be the only solution.
第三个意思就是，你以斯帖得了王后的位分，就是为解救犹太人预备的。
And thirdly, he told Esther that you are in this position because God put you there to save the Jews.
你们看英文的时候写的是 for such a time as this.
The Bible says for such a time as this.
这是神的安排。
This is the arrangement of God.
你以斯帖不要看重你是一个王后的特殊身份或者特权。
So do not think yourself have this special privilege.
你要思考神对你个人的托付。
But rather is what God have entrusted you to do.
摩迪改的属灵视野使他能够看清神的心意。
So the vision of Mordecai enabled him to see God's will.
也能明白神的主权和人的责任。
And he had a full understanding of God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
神安排以斯帖做王后，这是神的主权。
He saw God has the sovereignty of put Esther in the queen's position.
以斯帖既然这是神的主权，以斯帖就不能够推卸这个责任。
If God put Esther in this position, then Esther cannot read off her responsibility.
摩迪改希望以斯帖要抓住机会，要突破困境。
So Mordecai asked Esther to grab this opportunity to make a breakthrough.
以对神忠诚的心，想方设法去见王，向王求情，尽到你当今的责任。
To be faithful to God and figure out a way to see the king and plead for your race. This is your responsibility.
以斯帖做王后，本来生活无忧。舒舒服服，还让人羡慕。
For Esther, her life was easy as a queen.
但是从来没想到自己还肩负着这么大的责任。
So he probably never thought that he would be put into such a big responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，我们的日子过得怎么样
？So brothers and sisters, how are our lives today?
是不是很舒服
？Isn't that very comfortable?
平时上班
，We go to work.
主日来教会听牧师讲道。
Sunday we come here to listen to the sermon.
中午哈，这个 Sky 给我们准备了午饭，吃顿饭在这里。
And then we wait for Sky to prepare the lunch for us.
下午喜欢打球的打球。
Then we go to all kinds of sports and ball games.
喜欢跳舞的跳舞。
Or dance.
然后回家做饭。
Then we go home and cook.
想过没有，神对我们有什么托付
？So have we thought about what God has entrusted us?
我们需要摩迪改这样的人来眺望我们。
We need people like Mordecai to nudge on us.
如果弟兄姊妹服侍教会的心智被眺望起来，教会的各项事工就会兴旺。
If we are pushed or encouraged by people like Mordecai, I think we will be doing better.
如果不能被眺望起来，教会的各项事工就会萎靡不振。
If we cannot be encouraged, then all kinds of activities in this church will shrink.
这对教会今天教会的领袖提出了挑战。
So this is toward the leaders of the church, those challenges.
我曾经听到一种很消极的观念。
In the past, I heard one perspective, which is pretty passive.
说是教会的执事都是干杂活的。
And that is saying that the deacons in the church are all doing the miscellaneous things.
我不认为这样。
I don't think so.
在我看来，一个小组长就是一个小牧师。
To me, a small group leader is actually a small pastor.
这个小组长有责任眺望你的组员来服侍教会的心智。
So this group leader has the responsibility to energize his member of the group.
使我们教会的领袖更应当这么。更应该这么做。
Energize them to serve the church.
So, 不仅会众需要被教会领袖眺望，教会的领袖 包括牧师也需要被会众来眺望。
Not only the members of the church need to be encouraged or energized by the leader, but vice versa, the leaders, including the pastor, need to be energized by the congregation.
你不要以为牧师或者教会领袖他们有去之不尽、用之不竭的属灵资源。
Do not think your pastor or church leaders has endless energy, spiritual resources and energy.
他们有灵命疲惫的时候。
They have the time of being down.
当教会施工压力大的时候，他们特别需要弟兄姊妹来支持、来鼓励、来眺望。
When all kinds of ministry has a lot of pressure, they also need your encouragement.
使他们疲惫的灵再次燃烧起来。
So you can rekindle the fire of service.
神对教会的使命已经摆在各位弟兄姊妹的面前。
Therefore, God has put the mission in front of us, brothers and sisters.
我们的牧者、我们的领袖和我们的会众都应当彼此眺望，眺望我们大家服侍主的心志。
So we should energize and encourage one another to serve the church together.
有的事工你做不了，别人可以做得了。
Maybe something that you cannot do and others can do.
所以我们要想法把别人的恩赐挖掘出来。
Therefore, we need to figure out how to discover other people's talents.
怕的是弟兄姊妹的恩赐被埋没。
It's a pity that if we see brothers and sisters' talents being undiscovered or still buried.
所以神按照教会的需要供应我们。
God will provide what the church needs.
只要每个弟兄姊妹服侍主的心智被眺望起来，我们不会缺乏。
As long as we brothers and sisters, we encourage each other, then the church will not be in shortage.
那如何眺望大家的心智呢？
So how do we energize each other?
摩迪改眺望以斯帖就给我们了一个榜样。
We can learn from Mordecai versus Esther.
他让摩迪改认识到神对他的呼召和托付。
Esther recognized that from Mordecai, Esther recognized that God had entrusted to him a great mission.
今天我已经把神对我们教会的呼召，透过我们那个网站的信息告诉了你们。
Likewise, today I have shown to you the church's mission as recorded on our website.
我们下面要做的就是为这个事情祷告，希望神的灵来感动你们。
The second thing is to pray and pray that God's Spirit will touch you.
这是我分享的第二点。
And that's my second sharing.
我们要主动的眺望他人，主动的眺望人心。
We should proactively energize others.
那我们现在学习第三段经文。
Now let's look at the third point.
那我们看到经过摩迪改的眺望，信心胆怯的以斯帖成为一个信心强壮的、坚强的以斯帖。
From verses 15 through 17, we see that Esther has transformed from a little face of to a gray face.
以斯帖接受了摩迪改的建议，愿意承担这个责任，承担这个重任，去冒险去见王。
So Esther took upon the suggestions of Mordecai and was willing to bear this responsibility and take a risk to see king.
以斯帖去见王，不是说是为了摩迪改的面子，而是为了犹太民族的生存。
So she went to the king, for the survival of her race.
在这个冒险的行动之前，以斯帖要求摩迪改召聚苏珊城所有的犹太人，为他禁食三天三夜，不吃不喝。
We saw that before Esther went to see the king, she asked all the Jews in Susa to fast for her for 3 days and nights without eating, even without drinking.
说他自己和他的身边的侍女也是三天三夜不吃不喝。
And she said, I myself and my maid would do the same.
那在旧约的时代，禁食和祷告是连在一起的。
In Old Testament time, many very often fasting and prayer are connected together.
禁食的基本的用意就是使祷告的精力更有效。
Fasting, the purpose is to let the whoever pray to experience that more effectively.
禁食呢，通常就是一顿饭或者一天。
Typically, fasting is to skip a meal or just do that for a whole day.
有的禁食呢是指定的，有的禁食呢是随便的。
Some fasting is appointed, but some others are volunteer based.
一般情况下禁食呢不需要同时禁食和水。
And in general, fasting does not require the does not prohibit a person to, from drinking water.
那以色列以色帖呢要求众人呢给他禁食三天三夜不吃不喝，这说明他认为去见王这件事情非常重大。
But here Esther requested all the Jews to pray for her without eating nor drinking water for 3 days.
他需要
see the seriousness.
他需要从祷告来的额外的力量。
Because she really needs this extreme power from the prayer.
以斯帖对见王的代价做了可以说周全的一个计算。
Esther must have calculated the risk and the price that she probably would need to pay.
她知道她这次去见王有可能付出生命的代价。
She knew that it's risking her life to see the king.
所以她说我死就死吧。
So she said, if I perish, so be it.
她深深地知道犹太民族的存活比她个人的存活更重要。
And she realized that the survival of her race is more important than her own life.
所以她寻求全体犹太人的支持。
And she demanded and pleaded for all the Jews, the support of all the Jews in prayer.
她自己也在三天禁食之后义无反顾地去见王。
And 3 days after, she went to the king.
弟兄姊妹，你们看做王后容易吗？
So you see, is that easy to be a queen?
见自己的丈夫都不容易见到。
It's not easy to even see your husband.
还是做平民百姓好。
It's easy to be an ordinary housewife.
有的弟兄姊妹说，既然要付出这么大的代价，这以斯帖是不是太傻气了？
Some people would question, with such a great risk, is Esther smart enough?
那从教会历史上，你可以看到有很多为主殉道的使徒、教父和主教，还有众多的基督徒。
From the church history, we have seen many martyrs who die for their mission.
当一个基督徒如果有了愿意为主放下一切的心智，他就不会怕死。
When a Christian is willing to die for the Lord, then he is not afraid of anything.
这是神在信徒的心里面做的一个奇妙的工作。
And this is a wonder that God has put into the disciples with great faith.
所以到此为止呢，以斯帖都是按照莫迪盖的要求行事。
So up to this point, what Esther did was completely follow the plan or what Mordecai told her to do.
但是如果你们读第五章、第六章、第七章，你们就发现莫迪盖这个以斯帖从今之后在王宫里面独当一面。
But if you read continuously to the next few chapters, then you will see that from now on Esther was the main character and she is in charge.
她在王宫里面，她用她的智慧和聪明来去完成解救犹太人的任务。
She used her wisdom to fulfill the mission of save the Jewish race.
那这个时候，在王宫外边的摩迪盖做什么事情呢？
At this time, Mordecai was outside the palace. What could he do?
在第十七节经文，他说，摩迪盖照以斯帖一切所吩咐的去行。
Verse 17 says, so Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions.
说在这章经文的开始，摩迪盖是主教，吩咐以斯帖做事。
So we see that in chapter 4, the main character originally was Mordecai.
那在这张精美的末尾，以斯帖是主教，吩咐摩迪改做事。
But at the end, it was the table got turned around, and Esther became the main character.
是摩迪改的角色变了。
So Mordecai changed his role.
他照以斯帖的吩咐去组织犹太人为他祷告。
So he went out, following the instructions of Esther, to gain the support from the Jews.
就在王宫外边协助宫里边的以斯帖来工作。
He was assisting the work of Esther, who was inside the palace.
说这是我看到一个有使命的基督徒，他不仅能够做主角，他也能够做配角。
So from this, we see that Esther, Mordecai can be the actor and can also be the supporting actor.
他知道该做什么，不该做什么。
He knows what he should do and what he should not do.
所以说我们在教会里每个人的角色要取决于教会事工的要求。
So in this church, all our roles depends on what kind of work is asked us to do.
说今天我们是在神的家里面服事。
Today we are serving the Lord in this Lord's house.
我们在服事神，建造神的家，建造基督的身体。
Our goal is to build up the God's family, the body of Christ.
这个家里边有牧师，有长老，有执事，有族长，有会众。
And here we have pastor, we have elder, deacons, group leaders, and congregation.
有年长的，有年轻的，也有年幼的。
And our ages have a big range from the elderly to the young.
我们每个人都扮演着各不相同的角色。
We all play different roles.
每个角色的位置、责任和功能都是不一样的。
Our position, our responsibility, and function are all different.
如果你是一场足球赛的守门员，你就不能够离开你的位置。
If you are the goalie in a soccer game, you know that you cannot run far away from your position.
如果你正在演一部小品，你就不能在台上乱窜。
And if you are in a play, in a drama play, you cannot just randomly walk to different places.
若每个人都清楚知道自己的岗位，竭尽自己的本分，这个教会就会搭配合适，运作协调，容身一人。
If everyone knows his own position and try his best to play his own role, then this church will be, we will match together well.
如果角色不清，教会运作就不会正常。就不会容身一人。
If the roles are not clear, then we cannot function well, and we cannot bring glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每个人需要在教会找到适合自己的服事岗位。
So brothers and sisters, we all need to find the suitable roles for us.
我们要学会去读破口。
Let's learn to fill the gaps.
不要以为服侍只是牧师的事，是执事们的事，是族长的事。
Do not think serving the Lord is the business of pastors, deacons, or group leaders only.
服侍不是靠位置，服侍是靠生命。
Serving the Lord is not does not depend on the position, but rather depend on your life.
如果我们每一个人成为是一个有使命的基督徒，无论你是在台上。还是在台下，你都能够为主发光，荣耀主名。
If you have a sense of mission, no matter whether you are on the stage or below the stage, you can all do your own function to glorify the Lord.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。